member-supported jazz, KCSM. This is Vince of Allega Trio. Vince is the drummer on the date, leader. Anton Dinner and Gary Wang. Anton playing soprano. You're soprano on this one, right? What is this? Stumble Monk? Mm-hmm. Stumble Monk. This is one of your tunes, right, Vince?
Yes.
Yeah. And this was one of the first ones you said you ever wrote, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. This new album called Consilience, very nice. Chewy Varela writes, mostly radio-friendly stuff. I wonder what he means by mostly. I'm so glad to see you guys out here in the Bay Area. You've got a couple of dates. Are you doing like a world tour or just the Bay Area?
just Bay Area. It's kind of a last-minute thing. We put together a couple of dates. Played last night at this little jazz restaurant, Shanghai 1930, down mm-hmm. the Financial District. And tonight's at Pearl's, which we're really looking forward to. And Thursday we have a private party, basically.
Private party. I see. So I can't come to private party.
No, we could pull some strings for you, Alyssa.
I bet you could. You've been out here before, though, Vince. You worked at Stanford. You were a teacher at Stanford Jazz Workshop for a while, weren't you?
Yep. I taught there for 3 years, 99, 2000, 2001. And very good friends and with Michael Zisman.
So we say you have roots. You have roots here now.
I feel like I do, you know. Yeah. San Francisco's turned out to be a real special place.
Yeah. You grew up outside of Washington, D.C., is that right?
Yep. Suburbs. Suburban product of the suburbs.
Classical pianist training, and then what happened? You sat down at the drums and they spoke to you.
You know, yes. Playing piano from 6 to age 11, I guess, was always seen to be a chore. And I actually started taking jazz lessons, jazz piano lessons, and I could never sit down on the piano and just play. It was always frustrating. The minute I sat down on the drum set, it came much more naturally. So it was one of those things that it becomes a self-reinforcing thing. It's like, oh, this is fun, and then you want to play more.
That's right. So. Could you, from early on, you put some headphones on and you start playing along? And
oh yeah.
What were you listening to? What were you doing?
Well, it's funny because my first drum teacher was a jazz drummer, so it was primarily jazz. But you know,
was that Marvin Smitty Smith? No,
no. This is back in Wheaton, Maryland, in the suburbs of.
Oh, we're still in the suburbs.
We're still in the suburbs. And it's funny, you mentioned Johnny Smith was my very first drum teacher. He's 88 now, and the Washington Post just did a big profile. He's still teaching.
Really?
30 hours a week. And it was just this wonderful story. And I've sort of lost touch with him. I haven't talked to him in probably 10 years, so I'm very excited to go back to Maryland and say hello to him.
Yeah. Anton, you're coming up as a little bit different. New York, born and bred, mm-hmm, still living there and playing there and all
exactly.
of that.
I always saw New York as a place to escape from as opposed to move to, like most of my colleagues.
I always say that thing about, and you've heard it before, you live there till you get too hard, you move out west till you get too soft, and that's the whole thing. Yeah.
Right on the money.
You're too hard, is that it?
It depends where I am, I suppose.
Yeah.
Out there, I might be a little on the soft side.
Yeah, coming up, studying with Lee Konitz and Joe Lovano.
Lovano, that's
Joe,
right.
Joe, yeah,
that's
I bet right. You and Joe probably really connected because I hear a little bit of that.
Is that right? Oh, I appreciate that. Joe's a very big special influence on me. I met Joe when he was actually a really young guy, come to think of it. I might have been 20 and he might have been less, you know, in his late 20s or something, mm-hmm. but he always carried himself with the stature that he has right from the beginning. And it was very intense playing duets with him, playing drums. That's what it was all about. And it was all about energy and flow. And Joe didn't like to deal too much in the specifics of music, but more of the
zen.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Zen of
the spiritual
the
qualities. A typical Lovano remark might be he might stop and he'd say, "No, man, you got to walk through the circle of fire. You can't step outside the circle of fire. You got to walk through it. All right, now let's do it again. Dig." Right, you know, that's.
Meanwhile, you're processing that. Okay,
yeah.
Circle of fire.
Yeah, I know. I was baffled.
Did he ever say anything about you tripling, doubling, tripling, picking up flute and all of that? He didn't say.
At that time, I don't think I was able to handle all that stuff. It's funny because I got way into. In fact, now I was a professional woodwind player. I play piccolo, I play flute and clarinet and all this. But back then, I was just trying to deal with the alto and try to figure out how to how to deal with the music. But Joe, you know, Joe himself is actually a great doubler.
Playing
clarinet. Yeah,
yeah. His clarinet playing has gotten really good over the years too.
Absolutely.
Let's hear one. This is the new album is called Consilience. And why'd you get the title? Yeah.
The title. Yeah. It's a long story.
Very deep.
The origins are from a book by this sociobiologist named E.O. Wilson. Hmm. And consilience is sort of a made up term. I mean, it is a real word, but it's the essence of his book was to find some kind of unifying theory between the natural sciences and the social sciences. And I've always been attracted to the sciences. I grew up in basically a science background. My father had a PhD in chemistry. And
you
so
have
science.
An economy degree, don't you? A degree in economics.
Yeah,
that's it, and not an economy degree. You have an economy degree. You went on the cheap.
Exactly. that was more of an excuse. If I could get through college with no major, I would have, because I just wanted, it was a liberal arts major, I wanted to take as many classes as I could, and economics actually had the least amount of requirements. So I was like, okay, I'll be an economics major. I mean, I'm still fascinated by how the economy works and everything. Mm. But anyway, so consilience is a term of unity, basically.
Mm. And this is a cordless group, and you like working that way, right? It's kind of, you don't really have a net. Don't you like that?
I love it personally. Yeah. I love harmony. First of all, I suppose I'm a frustrated pianist or whatever personally, and I like having the freedom to define the colors based on the more adventurous the bass player is with the pitches, the happier I am in a way, because I can do what I want with those bass notes and also engage Vince on a rhythmic level really directly, you know.
Yeah, and you can work on your kind of Max Roach coloring on the drums and everything.
Yeah, you know,
all
it's
kinds
it's,
of colors and textures.
It's true. It's such a it's such a space of freedom. Anything goes. And why I like this trio so much is that the three of us are really devoted to risk taking. And so, the less number of voices you have, the more space you have, obviously. But also, music is personality. And I think we're very good friends, the three of us. We hang out a lot. And, when you're on the bandstand, you need to feel comfortable and you need to trust. I mean, this music is about trust. So there's an incredible amount of trust that we can take risks, go for things. 50% of the time might sound good. 50% of the time you're like, what are you playing?
Yeah, but you're out there.
Exactly.
Doing your best Betty Carter, pushing it out there.
Well, absolutely. With no risk comes no growth. So, we're really devoted to that. And the group is still evolving. I mean, because we're all committed to that risk taking, and it's very exciting, and I just love it.
That's drummer Vince Villega and his band, his trio, up at Jazz at Pearls tonight. Anton Denner, and are you gonna have the Gary Wang, the
Gary,
bass player?
Gary yeah. Wong will be there. He's,
Gary Wong.
He's from the Bay Area. Actually, his folks live out east of Oakland.
Yeah.
So. Looking forward to it.
So this is the trio that's been together for a while, and so
yeah, a couple of years now, and so we play together a lot in New York. We're just getting out promoting the CD now, and stepping out with this little mini tour in San Francisco.
Was it interesting yesterday at Shanghai 1930 with Larry Vukovich? You added a piano player. All of a sudden, we're doing a different. This is a language. We're speaking a different language.
Yes, it was. It's neither good nor bad. It's just different.
Yeah,
and it puts the repertoire changes. We can't play the original tunes because there's a certain way that we've arranged them, et cetera, et cetera.
So you do a lot of standards.
Did a lot of standards, yeah.
Yep. And engaged Larry, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
In some high energy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, Larry's great. He's just a great spirit and a great presence. And so he was there with us. It was great.
Yeah. Let's hear one. This is Tide Pools. Anton, you wrote this one.
Mm-hmm.